I beg your pardon,
said he, with some embarrassment.
I suppose I should have knocked. Yes, of course I should have knocked. The fact is that I am a little upset, and you must put it all down to that.
He passed his hand over his forehead like a man who is half dazed, and then fell rather than sat down upon a chair. I can see that you have not slept for a night or two, said Holmes in his easy, genial way. That tries a man's nerves more than work, and more even than pleasure. May I ask how I can help you?
I wanted your advice, sir. I don't know what to do, and my whole life seems to have gone to pieces.
You wish to employ me as a consulting detective?
Not that only. I want your opinion as a judicious man, as a man of the world. I want to know what I ought to do next. I hope to God you'll be able to tell me.
He spoke in little, sharp, jerky outbursts, and it seemed to me that to speak at all was very painful to him, and that his will all through was overriding his inclinations.
It's a very delicate thing, said he. One doesn't like to speak of one's domestic affairs to strangers. It seems dreadful to discuss the conduct of one's wife with two men whom I have never seen before. It's horrible to have to do it, but I've got to the end of my tether, and I must have advice.
My dear Mr. Grant Munro, began Holmes,